It's 25 past six on breakfast, and that means it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning to you, friend.
Well, for the first time, the Dally M medal in rugby league has gone across the Tasman, won by the Warriors captain, Roger
Tuivasa-Sheck, friend.
Tuivasa-Sheck.
Yeah. Well, look, it wasn't until the final votes came in for the final round and read out by Mal Meninga, how wonderful to have a footballer reading out the votes, that the coveted award was decided. Tuivasa-Sheck sneaking past the wonderkin, Kalyn Ponga, who of course comes from Newcastle via most of Queensland. I think he grew up in Brisbane and spent some time in Townsville. Now, Ponga didn't get to play in the final home and away round while Tuivasa-Sheck, already the fullback of the year, got three votes. And look, he was humble, very humble in his acceptance speech. And that was followed by a bit of an ad hoc haka in his honour by some of his New Zealand teammates. And I have to say, it was a wonderful addition to the award ceremony. A lot of startled people when the first cry of the haka went out about what was going on. Was there a fire drill and everyone had to leave the building? No, it was a haka. And
was it just by his Warriors mates or was it by other random New Zealanders from other teams in the room?
Warriors teammates and a few, and over the other side of the room, a random New Zealander got up. There are a lot of random New Zealanders in Australia.
There are a lot in rugby league.
particularly in rugby league. And look, the award for the female player of the year went to Brittany Brayley. Now, she'll be playing for Brisbane in the first ever women's grand final on Sunday against Eastern Suburbs. The Chooks also playing in the fellas grand final, so well represented on Sunday. And she's been there and thereabouts for a while. She's come second in this award twice before. This time she's won it. Cameron Smith, not surprisingly, was named captain of the year, and Anthony Seibold from South Sydney, the coach of the year, Fran.
So is the women's grand final a curtain raiser to the men's?
Yep, that's the way it's going to go, right, Fran. And look, hopefully people will get there earlier. There have been good ratings for the women's matches so far. There's still some disquiet about the fact that only four teams were allowed to play in the inaugural competition. But when you think back to what's happened in the AFL, where the spread of talent wasn't quite enough to justify the number of teams in the initial competition, perhaps the rugby league are being smarter than they're being given credit for. Mm. But look. The matches I've watched, the standard has been very, very good. And Brittany Brayley has been one of the leading people. She is a great ball distributor in the number nine jumper, and her halfbacks have really benefited from the way she just sets up the game for them.
Great. In tennis, a big win for Ashley Barty in Wuhan. She's beaten Angelique Kerber.
Look, this is being touted as even the biggest win of her still relatively fledgling career, fan, and it's happening in the same place where she truly announced herself last year, this wonderful facility they have in Wuhan. It's so big you need bikes and trolleys and things to get around on. I think there's even two tram tracks just being built to accommodate the travel that's needed. Now, Kerber, hear this, she won Wimbledon this year and she was the number three seed for this tournament, but Barty was in that mindset she finds more and more frequently these days. She took the first set 7-5 and then the second 6-1, and it's the biggest win, the highest ranked person she's knocked off in since she's had this second coming after, of course, she went and had that sabbatical playing cricket. She now plays Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova in the quarterfinals. So there's a little bit of worrying news I just need to check out. She and her doubles partner, Coco Vandeweghe, with whom she won the US Open doubles title just a couple of weeks ago, they've retired from their match against the Chinese pair of Yingying Duan and Yafen Wang. Now, just which one of the pair was forced to retire and why is not yet clear. So hopefully we'll have an update on that around 7:30, Fran.
Okay. And briefly in the AFL, updates on some of the injury concerns at West Coast and Collingwood ahead of the grand final.
Yeah, look, if you believe anything comes out of football department, you believe in Santa Claus. But the Eagles are insisting their defender, Jerry McGovern, is good to go. His ribs are not broken. And as for the Pies, the flying Tasmanian, Jeremy Howe, he's good to go as well, Fran.
All right, Warwick, thank you very much. More sports news from you at 7:30. Thank you.
Good on you, Fran.